Welcome everyone. We are so excited today for our second episode of our podcast, Failing to Freedom. I'm Walner and I'm here with
Katasi.
And we have such a juicy topic for you guys. For our second episode, we decided to go in and let you guys know how we got started.
Awesome. Yeah, before we do that, though, we want to explain our podcast and the title. So the title is called Failing to Freedom because we're really on a journey to become financially free. And it's not that, like, it's going to suck the way there, but you're going to go through a lot of ups and downs, especially on there's a learning curve and there may be a lot of downs. So we wanted to kind of put failing in a positive light and saying that every failure is more like a lesson or like, you know, like a...
Definitely. I always use J. Cole's line on his last album, There's Beauty in the Struggle. So failing to freedom, you know, you kind of look at failing and put a new twist to it where failing is kind of like you're growing and you're learning and you're soaking in a lot of teachings until you reach that door where you just open it up and you take that breath of fresh air to freedom.
Yeah. So, just explaining that, we liked this. Walner came up with the title, actually. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. So, how we got started. Hopefully, again, like I always say, hopefully you guys can take whatever good points or small gems from our experience, and we look to get feedback from you guys to know what you guys think and how we were able to impart anything.
And please, if you have any stories and you want to share your stories on how you got started or anything on your journey, please feel free to go on the Facebook, Failing to Freedom, the Instagram, Failing to Freedom, and just leave comments under to share it with other people so, you know, we can start conversations about each of our stories and things like that. You can also tweet us at failing2freedom. And if you have any more questions, you want us to go deeper into any particular thing you hear on this podcast, you can email us at failing2freedom@gmail.com. Everything except Twitter is failingtofreedom. So we can just dive right into how we got started.
All right. Well, Katasi, this I'm going to leave to you because you actually took the first dive into us getting started in real estate. So have at it.
So we mentioned on our last podcast that we read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad that my dad and my grandfather had given me each one copy each.
Right.
And I do want to start off by saying, like, you know, there are things, you know, I mean, roll your eyes at your parents and your grandparents, things that elders in your life tell you, but my grandfather and dad have an entrepreneurial nature, and, you know, I'm not going to say I regret not reading it earlier, but if I would have read it earlier, I don't think it would have hurt me. It definitely wouldn't have hurt me, especially, you know, now. But they also say that, you know, things happen at the time they do. They happen when you're ready. Right. When the student is ready. Our mentor says when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So
right.
At that time, I was planning to go to law school. I had just studied for the exam. I was actually applying to law school.
Right.
And Walner actually refound the book and started reading it. We were, like, driving to Massachusetts, and he was like, oh, I'm reading this book. And I was like, okay, that's my book. I always have that book, but I never touch it. And then he was like, yo, this book is really good. So I hijacked it back and started reading it.
Right.
And, I mean, by the time I was done, it really opened my eyes.
Definitely. Definitely.
It really opened my eyes. It's like your world gets shaken where it's like, there may be things in your life that you don't like particularly like my job. And like I said, I liked the idea of law school. Out of all the things that I knew to do, that I could do, that's the thing that like made me roll my eyes the least. So I was doing it, but I wasn't happy with my job. I did not like my job. I did not like working 9-to-5. I did not like rush hour traffic, which really made my job not a 9-to-5 job, made it a 7-to-7 job, which the commute is unpaid. So it's like, I didn't like my job. I was dying for the weekends because I didn't like my job.
Right, right, right.
And so I read this book that now tells me, like, you know, that doesn't have to be your life if you don't want it to be. Hmm. And I'm sitting here like, okay, so what do I do?
Right, right.
So it tells you about this whole world that people do all the time. And I'm sitting here like, I want to know how to do this. Like, I want to know how to do something different.
And I'll say that in the book, Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, it not only dives in about real estate, you know, it's really about your life and taking control of it. And
it's more motivational. It's motivational more than anything.
Exactly. Knowing how finances work and, you know,
how money works.
Right. And making good and bad decisions with money. So, definitely doing a combination of what he does, which is real estate investing, and what he's learned in his experience through life as well. And just like Atasi said, it just really changed the perspectives that we previously had on life.
And so now, after your eyes are open, now I hate my job 10 times more than I did.
Oh my goodness.
Before, because I'm like, I don't even have to be here. So I hated my job way more than I did before. And so on the back of the book, it had a nice little website, richdad.com. So I went to the website and I saw they were having a free seminar in Raleigh in like a week.
That was kind of, when you think about how the world aligns, you just finished the book, right? And then in the back pages, you go to the website and it happens to be a seminar coming to Raleigh in 1 week.
Yep.
How's that for, I guess, law of attraction?
I mean, they definitely travel everywhere, but they would eventually got to me. But yeah, like, but I was ready. And like, I remember I was telling people at my job you just start seeing the differences. It's like, and now I see the difference between like the people who sit around me who like don't know the things I know now.
Right, right.
And I'm just like,
it gets like that.
I'm like, girl, you don't even know. Like, you don't like this as much as I do, but I'm telling you, we can do something different. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to the seminar. And, like, I remember this one girl was like, don't go. They're just going to try to upsell you something. Da-da-da. And I remember I started thinking, like, but is it bad that they upsell me something if it's something good? Like, I don't really care I just thought, I'm going to go anyway. So I went. And, of course, they upsold me something. But I liked the things the guy was saying. So wow. I invested $300 into a 3-day seminar in South Carolina. So I came back, I told Anna, like, listen, I'm going to South Carolina to the seminar. You can come if you want.
But wait. You have to remember my attitude towards you when you were at the seminar and you called me to tell me that you were about to spend $300.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I was like, yo, I have my credit card, I'm about to charge it.
And I'm like, Katasi, you just finished the book. This is exactly what they do. They're going to try and get money from you. First, let's discuss this and brainstorm this. But you told me that this was a one and a...
No, I said that no, because when we decided to do it later, I was like, I know I definitely want to do this. And it's $300 if I do it today. If we do it later, it's going to be $500. And I'm not doing
it. Right.
And it's $300 for two. I think it's $500 for one. But of course, they give you like a crazy discount so that you buy it.
Exactly.
Or
so
whatever.
I was definitely kind of apprehensive when you called me and said, hey, I'm going to charge my...
Because you didn't go to a seminar and hear what the guy said.
And that's...
That's why.
That's what really had me back down. I saw the excitement in your eyes and your voice.
And I told you what he was saying. And you were like, oh my God.
This is exactly what the book was saying.
So then we went to the Juan was like, yeah, let's go to South Carolina. We drove 3 hours. We spent 3 days in a hotel.
And every morning they just had lectures from like early, from like 8 all the way to like 6 p.m.
Yeah. So they had things, but I mean, that again also changed our lives.
Oh my goodness. I will say that the content was rich and it was like, it was mind blowing. The amount of information we're sucking in that, you know, we're living in this world, but we really don't know what we don't know.
Yeah, we're being exposed to things that are different. So from that point, of course, they upsold us something else. Something that we were willing to invest in. Because at this point, we're so hooked on all the scoop. So we're like, yeah, we're definitely going to get this. That different level packages. We were like, we want the top package.
Right. We were definitely willing, but the main question was, were we able? Because, man, those packages were expensive, Katan.
Yeah, those are five-figure packages.
Oh, my goodness. And I've never seen figures like this.
I'm like,
where I can just say yes and give a check to? No way.
Okay, you've been to college. Yes, you have seen those figures that you can say yes and give a check to. Anyways, so...
Well, I was just signing anything just to get a class. Just to be able to finish the semester.
And I just wanted to make that point before people be like, you spent what? When, like, if you've been to school...
That's
please.
True. That's
like,
so true.
We spend a lot of money to learn. And this was nothing but education. So it's not anything. It's just different.
That's so
true. It's just a different thing. But it's all education. And so that's how actually one of the things we looked at. We said, hey, this is education. We're going to invest in it.
Right.
And after that, after we came home, we started the business. We started getting set up and everything. We officially started the business. At that point, I quit my job.
Do we need to shout anybody out? Well, we can at the end because we have two critical individuals that we definitely want to give a special thanks to. But yeah, keep going.
I quit my job at that point, and
which was amazing.
Yeah, it was liberating. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this no more. I was like, I started this business. I'm going full time. Like, I didn't make any money off my business. I think I had, I'm not going to tell you how much money I had saved, but I had some little money saved that was going to get me a little bit of a ways.
Right,
and I was like, honestly, whatever. I have this money. I don't like my job. I hate it, especially now that I started this business.
Right.
I have no time. I could have had time for it if, my job took 12 hours out of my day. Like, I wanted more time for my business, so I left my job.
Right.
Am I recommending that? No, but I'm just telling you what I did.
Right.
What I decided to do. I left my job to go full-time in the business up front. And after that, then we joined at our local real estate investor association. We joined our local real estate investor association.
Mm-hmm. And this is a club where... real estate investors, they get together a number of times per month, and we decided to join that network.
And through that, we found our mentor.
Yeah.
And
we found her.
Everything is history.
From there, everything was history.
Everything was history.
Everything was history. That's all she wrote.
I will say that... I want to take a moment to shout out the two people that Mona mentioned earlier.
Definitely, please.
Oh, my good friend, Elizabeth Sullivan. What an angel. She had already started her own business and she was being entrepreneurial. And I remember earlier she had tried to talk me into, you know, joining her business.
Right.
And I didn't want to. It wasn't for me. Well, I thought about it, but I just wasn't willing. I guess it didn't strike me. But man, when I started doing my business, let me tell you something. I gave this girl a call right when that package, they wanted a deposit that day. I did not have it. Did not have it. I said, hey, you know what? Let me call Liz because Liz started her own business.
Wow.
And I called Liz. I talked to this girl for literally 3 minutes. It's a mixture of herself being, at this point, a savvy businesswoman.
Right.
And also just being a fantastic friend and human being because she gave us... the startup money that we needed for the business. Like, literally, I called her. I pitched it to her. She said yes.
Right.
And that night, she wired the money.
Right then and there. And I'll never forget that night because we went back to the hotel room with actual materials to start our business. And it was all because of Liz.
It was all because of Liz's sweet, sweet soul. Her personal money, she invested in it. Now, I want to make it clear... so y'all don't go up hitting up Liz for money. This was a business investment. Like,
right.
I actually pitched. Yes, it was a loan. We pitched it like a business. I said, girl, this is not us, you know, me trying to borrow money to buy some shoes. We handled it like professional business. I remember before me and Juana sat down and mapped out a contract, what we're going to say to her, and we agreed and we signed contract, everything. So it was a business transaction.
Right.
But just because a business transaction does not mean that she had to do it.
Right.
And that's the point. The point is she didn't have to do anything for us. And she did. And, you know.
And I think that
it was
also,
amazing. Right. And I will never forget that kind of spirit. And that's the reason also why we give back to a lot of people who asked us, because the example Liz set from someone who started their own business. And
exactly.
Later when we came along wanting to start our business, she was definitely there to help us. So shout out to Liz.
Definitely. Definitely. And I want to go ahead and shout out the second individual, my own brother, Emil Agenor. Just like Liz, he definitely came through for us. Now, this here, I had to bring it to him in a business perspective, because no matter what, my brother would have done anything for me if I asked, but he did not have to, you know? And one thing about that made it easier is because after I started reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, immediately I start to think of my family and what we're missing out of. And I quickly told him, hey, you need to start reading the book. And I remember he started reading it, and we would have certain conversations over the phone, and it wouldn't be about, you know, girls or, you know, having cookouts or anything like that. We were actually talking about money and how we use it and being conservative and, you know, the power of having it and power of financial freedom. So we were having different conversations. So when I asked him if he would be willing to give us a loan, he knew why, and he understood why. And he definitely came through for us to jumpstart our company, our business. And I definitely want to say, Emil, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Emil.
Thank you, Emil. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Two people that we will never forget, amongst others, but these two definitely...
They started us off.
Yeah, they started us off.
Especially Liz. Liz made it in 6 minutes. She was like, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Because she already understood business, how it works. So I'm like, I'm sitting here like a little nervous, like, I'm going to tell her, oh my gosh. But she was like, yeah, I like understand how this works. And she's sweet. So...
Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You so much. One thing that I want to point out is that we list these steps just to tell you like literally what went on in the process, but I want to mainly zone in on the fact that between each thing, between reading the book, going to the free seminar, going to the 3-day seminar, buying the elite package, going to RIA, finding our mentor, between each step, I want to emphasize what actually was happening. That counts.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that go through these steps. In fact, I will drop a fact on you. 98% of people who buy these packages or go after some kind of business endeavor anyways and invest in it, never do anything about it.
That's a fact.
So if you start a business and you actually monetize and come out of it, then you are in the top 2% of people who did something about it. And therefore, you should be part of it. Because a lot of people like to hire a coach, like to go to seminars, and they never do anything about it. The thing that really counts between each of these things was mindset. I went to the free seminar because I had actually got something from the book that made me change my mind. And at the free seminar, something changed my mind. It changed in my mind to make me want to go to the 3-day seminar.
Exactly. Right.
After I read the book, I already just changed my mind about the way life works, the way money works. I don't have to trade hours for dollars. I already clearly changed my perspective and my view on that. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and go to the free seminar.
Right.
At the free seminar, something in my mind changed again and said, you know what? Like, you know, he could be selling me something, but I don't think the information is wrong. I have to do something about it. I have to commit. So I committed and I put my $300 off my credit card. I remember we were at the 3-day seminar and every night we'd go back to the hotel and talk thoroughly like, oh my gosh, what do I do that goes against my goals? What are my values? What do we do now that doesn't align with this new way of living that we're hearing about? And we changed our mind. Every step of the way, we had to change. We had to unlearn things that we had learned. The mindset changed. That is the biggest thing.
And it's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not easy. Really have to reflect. You really have to be honest. You have to self-audit. You have to sit there and to say, hey, what do I believe? What do I value? what does it take to do this? What's helping, what's not helping in this new thing that I want? Is it something that I even want? Is it something that I'm even willing to do? Because you can be perfectly fine living your life however you want to live your life. You can, the people at my job who loved my job, that's their personal thing. So you have to really look and see, is do you want to do something differently? And you have to change your mind. And that's what really honestly is how we got started, is mm-hmm. we changed our damn mind. Sorry for cursing if you consider damn a curse. But we changed our minds. We changed our minds, and then the information that we were receiving became that much valuable because I was receiving it with a different mindset. Right.
And I want to jump in and kind of give my short story from when we started reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. Mm. When Katarsi talks about changing your mindset, and the title of our podcast, How We Got Started, I like to emphasize it's not easy, because it's not easy to change. Especially for someone like me and my background. Imagine, you know, for those of you who don't know, I mentioned my first episode, I come from a Haitian background. You know, my parents are Haitian. They're real conservative in their ways, right? And for me to read Rich Dad Poor Dad and see my life in a different way, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm faced with. Things like, okay, is it worth finishing school?
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth quitting my job to really start a business where the majority of young entrepreneurs who start businesses, it's bound to fail, statistic-wise.
It's almost guaranteed to fail.
It's almost guaranteed to fail. And, you know, my parents being conservative, I'm immediately faced with the question, okay, these are the first people that I'm going to have to break this news to. And that in itself is something that I have to prepare for. But long story short, I made the best decision and decided not to tell them. right. You know, save myself a lecture.
A conversation.
Yeah. So, again, it's about mindset. It's about really looking into the mirror and being uncomfortable to make these changes. And I know you went ahead and we had the discussion. We both weren't going to leave our jobs because we're still in that, okay, we can't just dive into it because this really might fail. So we decided, okay, Katarsi, how about you quit your job because you hated it more than I hated mine.
And it was less flexible.
And I decided to stay at my job a while longer to keep us afloat. And, you know.
But not that much longer.
Not that much longer. But that's for another episode.
Yeah.
Because definitely later that year, we made some changes.
We made some money.
We made some money. So, yeah, that's to wrap it all up. That's how we got started. It wasn't an easy ride. You know, it was more so that we had ups and downs, but we got together and we kicked ass.
Yep, we kicked ass.
We kicked ass. The competition came and we put on our gloves and we swung back.
Yep. And more importantly than change our mind, the next best thing you do, we change our behavior. Because once we change the mind, then those materials that we invested in, we opened them and we did exactly what they said. And you know what happened? We made some money, girl.
And when the dollars start coming in and you know how to make those dollars work for you, you start understanding what financial freedom means.
Yep. We made our first year, we made over six figures.
Yeah. Our first year, we made over six figures. We're not out of the clear yet, but I guarantee you, Katarsi, we keep going on like this and we keep on swinging back at these challenges. We'll open that door and take that breath of fresh air to freedom.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. So this was just a little insight. We hope you guys enjoyed it.
Definitely.
If you have any questions, again, email us. If you have any questions that you want answered, I'd rather you just email them to failingtofreedom@gmail.com.
@gmail.com
so that I can have in one place and gather them and answer them. But if please comment on the episode, if you see it on Facebook or on SoundCloud, or on iTunes or on Instagram, please comment, leave us comments, start a conversation. Let's start a conversation. Let's interact. Let's be open. Let's be civil, please.
Yes, and please share. And again, this is not only for real estate investors or people looking to become real estate investors. This is for our young people. This is for entrepreneurs. This is also people looking to get into real estate. And, you know, we're just looking to interact with individuals looking to make a change in their lives. And anything that, again, you guys can learn from our experience, we'd love to, you know, share that.
Yeah, and I want to let you guys know that pretty soon on our next podcast, we will give an opportunity to give away some free.
Who doesn't love free? I'm always on Craigslist looking at the free stuff. Who doesn't love free?
Yeah, he definitely looks at the free stuff. But we're gonna start giving away some free educational materials.
Tons of free stuff.
Books,
tons of good materials.
Courses. What's it called?
Journals and
self-growth, personal growth, books, actual books on real estate education materials that you can learn and make some money off of. I know we made some money off of them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start giving away free stuff. So look forward to that. We're going to post about that. And you'll hear on our next podcast about what free swag we are giving away and how to get some.
Definitely.
So, definitely. Until next time, y'all.
Until next time, y'all. Stay tuned. The next episode will be even juicier. Love and have a great night.
Bye.